Plenty of questions and concerns remain around a proposed gravel pit and sand mining operation in western Washtenaw County. A special meeting of the Linden Township Planning Commission drew about 200 concerned residents, even overflowing the parking lot and forcing people to park up and down Old U.S. 12. After presentations from township officials and consultants for McCoig Materials, over 1 hour of public comments were accepted.
This is a serious impact to the way we want to use our land. That's a serious consequence.
For David Penteski, this is simply not the proper location for this type of operation.
I'm not against folks being able to make a living, to have a mine. It's in the appropriate place. We are a zoned community. A zoned community is a social contract. When we bought in this area, we knew what was zoned there. This is rural residential and wilderness rural, right? Those are what the norm is, the expected standard of people using that property, and I hope that we will continue to be able to do that.
With up to 80 round trips a day for gravel trains down M52 through the heart of Chelsea, the proposal has residents outside of Linden Township concerned as well. Melissa Johnson is a Chelsea City Council member. Johnson says the city is requesting the township reject the mining operation.
We're looking at the economic impact, both to our businesses and the property values of our homes and our residences, our businesses, the health and wealth, safety impact on our community, both in terms of air quality, noise levels, our public safety facilities, what's going to be the diminished response time for our ambulances, our fire, and police departments.
Tim Farrell of 4 Energy is working as a consultant on the project for McCoig Materials. He notes this type of concern is typical.
Sand and gravel operations aren't particularly popular, but we all use sand and gravel. We use it for our roads. We use it for our infrastructure. The roads that people drive on every day, the houses that people build, they need foundations. And we'll work the best we can with this community.
Consultants for McCoig believe the project will have limited to no impacts on the water table and the environment of nearby recreation areas. While many residents are questioning the proposal, Chair of the Linden Township Planning Commission, Kevin Laughlin, notes state law limits the township's ability to reject the proposal.
The challenge is the state laws kind of preempt everything, but there are issues that we can look at. There are community issues, there are Linden Township issues, there are safety issues, and those will all be looked at and see what we can do.
The Planning Commission will again discuss the issue at their March 13th meeting, and Laughlin says they'll be looking for an even larger location. In addition to the special land use permit, McCoig Materials will need to get approval from the Michigan Department of Transportation, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and final site plan approval from the Linden Township Board. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.